It's good to be in the Lord's house this evening. Thankful he's always been very present with me in my time of need. I'm learning to trust him a little more each day that he lets me live. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful to be saved. I don't have nothing new here this evening. I tell you the truth, I'm real nervous tonight. Seemed like maybe since we got asked to come over this way, it's been laying heavy upon us that the nervousness, and seemed like the closer we got, the more nervous we got, and it seemed like we left in plenty of time, but coming over the mountain, maybe people just began to get in their way, and the slower we came, and maybe the kids is fighting, and all sorts of things, Brother Shane, to try to hinder me from getting here, and me from distrusting in the Lord this evening. I don't know, we got just a little verse of scripture here that come to us while we're sitting there on the beach, and we don't know this evening, and we can't do any thing without him, but if I can get myself out of the way, I believe that my Lord is well able this evening to deliver me this evening. I'll say this this evening, if you don't know him, and that of the free pardon of sin tonight would be that of a good night for your soul to be saved tonight. I'll be honest, that's what we've come looking for this evening, is that of a soul to be saved this evening. That's what he's called us to do, to go preach that he gives us, that they might come and receive that of salvation tonight. We don't know. A lot of times we try to hinder it up and get in our way, but thanks be to God this evening, he can come and clear it up tonight. He is told him this morning out at the church, he can change the path that you're heading in. I'm thankful for that. I may just talk for just a minute, I don't know, this evening, but I told them at the church this morning that we got up with a place on our heart this morning, Brother Shane, but as the morning went on and we tried to get a little closer to him, he changed our direction. Same thing he did tonight, that he saved my soul. I was heading for a devil's hell, and he changed my direction, put me upon a solid rock, headed me towards a heavenly home here tonight. You have it this evening if he bids you to come tonight. I'm thankful for all that the Lord does for us. We're going to read this verse of scripture, and y'all going to have to help me this evening. In St. John, in the 10th chapter, one verse is all we feel like reading. Don't know what we might say or do to it, but the 11th verse, it says, I am the good shepherd. And the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Let me read that one more time. It says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. I don't know. That's all we got this evening, but I will say I'm thankful to know that good shepherd tonight. I'm thankful that he did give that of his life for that of the sheep. Now, preacher, what are you talking about, the sheep? Are you talking about an animal? No, I'm not talking about an animal. I'm talking about a creation. This evening, I'm talking about God's creation that he formed out of the dust of the earth. That's the sheep that he's talking about. That's the one that he gave his life for.
for you and me here this evening. That's the sheep I'm talking about tonight. I don't know this evening, y'all pray. But we are thankful for what we can feel in our heart. And I'm thankful that He saved our soul. And I'm thankful that we're heading to a better place. And I'm thankful if we can get that of ourselves out of the way, that He can come upon the scene tonight, begin to move around in the church, begin to rejoice over here, maybe trouble over there. He can do all things this evening. That's what my God can do. That's the reason He gave His life, that we might be obedient and find that of what we need in this life. What for? What for? To find what we need in this life, what are we going to do with it? We were placed down here in this way, brother. When He saves your soul, He's got a job for you. He's got a job for you. He's got a job for each and every one of us down here that we need to be up and about. Listen, He gave that of His life for us. What are we doing for Him? I didn't come to get onions. I love you, just eating. That's the reason I come across the mountain. I'm just as fallible as the next one when it comes to failing my Lord. I am a failure. But that He placed down on the inside of my heart, that is the blood of Jesus, makes me a righteous man tonight. That is the pure part down on the inside. That of the blood of the one that gave that of His life for us as His sheep tonight. I'm afraid in this world that we've lived into, everybody, they don't believe anymore that God can do these things. Their faith is growing weak, Brother Clay. But they just need to get a little closer to the flame. They need to get a little closer to Him. I've been there. I've had that faith where it's real weak and seen maybe darkness. But I believe if we'll get that eye singled upon that of Jesus, it'll be full of light. I believe that this evening, if we but a single that of our eyes upon Jesus, our whole body will be full of light this evening, and that of the lost can look upon us and see that of the good. That the good shepherd give His life for that of the good this evening. I've got salvation tonight. We are to be the happiest people out there, Brother Shane. It says in here, God be with us. Who can be against us? Who can be against us? He's give us everything we need in this life to deliver us out of these troubles and trials that we get in. I've got children sitting back there. Time carries on, brother. The Lord's going to speak to their heart. I know y'all have got children in here. Y'all have got grandchildren. They're going to need the Lord. That good shepherd, He just didn't come for me or you. He come for all of us. That He can seek that which was lost. We got a great responsibility to do that of the will of God. We cannot just sit back on Him and get comfortable in our nice cushy beaches, in our church houses, in our air conditioning. We got to be out there in the world, in the streets, in the highways, and the hedges, compelling them, come. They can't hear it out there in the world, brother, because we ain't speaking it. We ain't speaking it tonight. I'm thankful for what we can feel in our heart this evening. I know it's been scattered all over the board. A lot of times it don't feel like I get even over my head where I need to be with the Lord for how good He's been to me. But listen, I want to tell you tonight about three over there one time. I believe it said, oh, King Nebuchadnezzar, he built up a golden image. It kept saying in there in the book, it said, he, the king, the man, built up this golden image. That when they heard that of the music that they had all bowed down in worship, and he gathered them all together. I believe it said the governors, the sheriffs, all these big names that come and make a big show of this, a golden image, but that's all it was. That's it. That's where we're at in this day and time that we've lived down into. It's all a show for the world to see. Somebody might post it on the web. Hey, look at this. Give me some followers. That's what they want to do with it. But it's all a show. But let me tell you about three that come. This is where I won't get, Brother Clay. I don't know if I got the strength, if I was right there at that fiery furnace, if I'd have the strength to say no, but I'd like to think that the Lord had come by and he'd give it unto me. But they said they was not careful to answer him, that they would not bow down to that golden image that he had created, man had created. But their God was well able. They didn't know, but he was well able to deliver them. Look, I read to you how it said he gave his life for us in that book. Them three men, the boys over there, I don't know how old they was. I figure them about 13, 14. Ain't no book on that, and you ain't got to believe it. That's just the way I look at it. Young men, but they had something about them. They was ready to give that of their life, Brother Clay, for that of the Lord. Where are you at tonight? Are you ready to give that of your life for the Lord? And now I know it's easier said than done. It's a great work when you say, hey, Lord, here I am. Use me. You better be careful, because he'll use you. And it may not be exactly what you want to do, but let me tell you about the good part of it. Brother, he'll bless you up one side and down the other. He'll bring joy to your salvation. You'll be able to stand and shout hallelujah all the days of your life when his spirit comes by. Yeah, he might see me a lot of times and I might have my head bowed down low, but a lot of times I'm talking to my Lord that he's come by to my rescue in my time of need. When I'm standing there at the fiery furnace, he is coming. Get in there with me. Take your old bonds off. Curl me up in his arms. Keep me safe and bring me out of that fire. That's the Lord. That's the God. That's the good shepherd who gave that of his life for you tonight. That's how good he is. He just didn't say good shepherd by accident. He is a good shepherd. I believe if you read on down in there, Cody, it talks about them hirelings. Talks about how, and I believe there's a lot of them in this world today, Brother Shane. And they're standing right up here in this position all over the world. Even here in our little community, they're standing right here trying to be that of a good shepherd. But they miss it. One thing down on the inside, that most important part, I can tell you with a surety, without this, there's no good. This flesh you see before you, it's filthy. It is sinful. But that he put down on the inside, that's the good part. But now listen, it says them hirelings, when that of the wolves come, what they do, it said they had depart, they had leave. Amen. And leave the sheep there for the slaughter. But the good shepherd gave his life for the sheep tonight. Are you ready to give yours for him? Are you ready to turn your back to the world and turn your eyes upon the cross and take it up and live for him? They few and far between out there in the world. We work out there in it all the time. You're hard pressed to find somebody to talk about the Lord with. If they do talk about Him, they don't want to talk about the Spirit. You can't feel that on them. God saved their soul. But I'm telling you here, tonight, that He gave out of His life for me and you. The Good Shepherd gave out of His life for the sheep tonight. How are you tonight? Where is it with your soul? If you closed your eyes in death tonight, where would you lift up your eyes tonight? Can you tell me and tell the Lord? Don't tell. Can you tell the Lord tonight with all assurity, if you died right now, that you'd lift your eyes in paradise, in heaven, in hell? Where are you going to be tonight? He gave that of His life for you tonight. I'm trying in my feeble way to give my life to Him so that He can use me. Brother Clay, not for my glory. There's no glory in this body. That little Jew boy on the inside, that's where the glory's at. It's where the righteousness is at. I'm trying my best to just open that up, let the Lord pour it out on somebody. And it'll work, brother, I believe. And if you live a life in front of a lost man, I believe that he'll desire that. You can't tell me that's wrong. It's right this evening. He'll desire that of the good part. I'm thankful this evening that there's a drawing towards that of my Father this evening. I appreciate each and every one of you that's come out here this evening. I'd like to see it a little fuller this evening, I really would. But these people's got more important stuff to do, I guess, tonight than to come to the house of the Lord. I was one of them one point in time. After the Lord saved me, I had my own life I was trying to live. But it don't work. For when you are saved, when you are a born-again Christian, your life is His. It don't belong to me anymore. But if I try to live it like that, oh me, it don't work. And that same goes for you. If you are a born-again Christian, your life is His because He gave His life for you. Y'all get your song. We don't know nobody's heart this evening, but we'd like to give an opportunity this evening for someone to come tonight, maybe to give that of their life to Jesus tonight. Maybe, I don't know, maybe you've grown cold and indifferent. Maybe you just need to get up a little closer to the Lord. We don't know your heart tonight, but I'm thankful to be serving one tonight that knows every heart in the building, knows every heart in the world. So tonight, if you feel that knock, that tug, I don't turn Him away tonight. Come to Him. Get a little closer. Give your life unto Him. Y'all go ahead and sing.